Wayne Baker and David Fogarty have been friends since 1970, when Baker's family moved to Yellow Springs, right next door to the Fogartys. Baker's strongest memories of his childhood in the village are of Burke's Barber Shop and of wisdom passed down from the proprietor, known as Brother Burke's.
I can't imagine not one kid having a negative thing to say about their experience at Burke's Barbershop. You know, it sort of prepared you for going into any black barbershop in this country. I think people have seen the comedy Barbershop. They see, well, there's a bunch of African-American men and young kids in this shop talking about everything from politics to sports, you know, to the loves of your life. And that was Burke's Barbershop. You would go in on a Saturday morning with your dad and sit down, and just in between cuts and clips, there was Brother Burke's in there, you know, talking about, you know, who you should vote for, why the town doesn't need another levy, you know, why the streets don't get paved. And he had this just great attitude about him. He was very serious, but you know, it was a lot. It was a lot of fun. It was like a growing up experience, and I enjoyed that quite a bit, because you knew when you were about 15 or 16, if you had something serious to say and they viewed you seriously, your time had come, because you would get up in that chair and he would, you know, snap that towel around you, and he would ask you, well, what do you think about something? And that was just, you know, your time had come then, when you were front and center in Brother Burke's chair and he was allowing you to input your thoughts on a topic. And, you know, there was just a happy mix in there too. I mean, there were people that were more well-to-do than others, and there was the, you know, middle class, and there were people that were struggling, but everybody was in there putting their cards on the table, so to speak.
Everyone had a voice in there.
They did. And you learned a lot about public speaking in there, because if you did misspeak and something didn't come out quite right, they would humiliate you. And that was
You're saying people would call you out from time to time.
They absolutely would. And I don't want to forget this. My big moment at the shop, which was very interesting. I had been in there with my dad, and him and Mr. Burke had a very serious discussion about the importance of the Masons. My dad was a 32nd degree Mason, and so was Mr. Burke. And they had noticed a decline, that young people didn't seem to be interested in the Masonic Lodge and things like that. And so there I was, about 14, and it was my moment. And he said, well, I was little horse. Dad was big horse. I was little horse. So I was sitting in the chair, and they said, well, little horse, what do you think about the Masons? And I thought, I mean, my arms, I was sweating. I thought, I'd listened to all of these discussions, and the first words out of my mouth, I said that, you know, maybe our age group doesn't understand it. And you know, whenever you're telling older people that the younger age group doesn't understand, you are a hit. So I am, unfortunately for me, I knocked it out of the park. And I remember he had that handkerchief that would hang out of his back pocket, and he whipped that thing out, you know, rubbed it over his brow, and he said, that's right. That's right. See, you don't understand. That's right. And from after that, I had a seat at the table, you know.
They were serious people, weren't they, Wayne?
Absolutely. I mean, you had people that had worked in at that time, factories for 30-some years. Some people had maybe moved up to lower-level management. But for the most part, everybody was still trying to figure out a way to make things better. And so if you would just listen, you could soak up so much. And you know, I did enjoy hearing what they had to say, because it wasn't just to talk. It was to say something. Everything they said, I can tell you, after living a few more years, was just on point. Just absolutely on point.
Wayne Baker and David Fogarty at StoryCorps in Dayton, Ohio. Their conversation was edited by WYSO volunteer Sevilla Mann. It will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress and on the WYSO website at wyso.org.